All right, so this episode we are talking about some 80s properties that now we know when they will hit the big screen.
Yes, and we're learning a little bit more about the next season of Game of Thrones. There's a Lost alumni with an impossible name to pronounce who's going to be on it, but we're going to talk about the dirt on that.
And then also, we are going to recap the latest episode of The Walking Dead, and we will not be having a Bob
McKee. Spoiler alert, by the way, so this is a gallon of gay.
All right, welcome to episode 51 of A Gallon of Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
How are you doing this Monday?
I'm good.
Yeah? Good weekend?
Did have a good weekend. You and I spent lots of time together.
Oh, I love that. That's always good.
You keep inviting me.
I do, right?
It's really your own fault.
It really is my own fault. It is my own fault.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah.
We did a little holiday event, and then we went to the zoo, so it's fine. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like I got caught up on a few shows.
I did too.
What'd you get caught up on?
Nashville. Because I've been kind of piling up on my DVR, so I got caught up on that. And I'd say it's getting better. There was a good little thing that happened at the end of the last episode. Where I was like, oh, yeah, so, yeah. I think it's going to be a good little plot.
After that season premiere, I'm like, ooh.
No, it's getting better. There are some things like Maddie's really annoying me because she's super bratty this season. Mm-hmm. So she's really annoying me. And what is Scarlet Spring's name? Curly hair.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name.
You know, Gunner's girlfriend. I can't remember her name now, but she's kind of annoying me, especially the last episode. She's just turning into this super, like, jealous girlfriend, and it's really kind of bothering me, so there's that.
Someone has to play that role.
That's true. Somebody does have to play that role, so I don't know. For some reason, it was really annoying me, so. But, I mean, overall, I mean, I think it's good. The stuff with Juliet's great, and the stuff with Avery's really good, and you know, there's some stuff now with Raina, and there's a new artist she's trying to get on her record, and Jeff Fordham's trying to get the same artist. He's the, you know, the head of Edge Hill, and so, you know, that's always good when they're fighting, so, yeah, there's that. Oh, and Layla's super bitchy again.
Well,
really not liking her anymore.
Her husband is gay.
Exactly, and she's exploiting that, so, yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
So, yeah, it's getting better.
It's good. I just thought it was unrealistic when that producer was like, you can't be gay.
You can't be gay,
this is a reality show.
Exactly.
People will watch.
Exactly.
So, they act like that, so it was so unrealistic.
I know, like that's like,
people would
that's
pay
gold.
Right.
That is reality show gold. Come on. Yeah.
What shows did I get caught up on? How to Get Away with Murder.
So good. Great episode. Again, week after week, it's getting better and better, so.
I love the characters.
I know.
Viola Davis's character, Annalise, she has so many layers to that character.
That's what I love about her.
And
yes.
At the end where she's taking off her makeup.
I know. She's taking off her wig, her makeup, and then, you know.
It's so good.
She just calmly asks her husband, you know.
Right. Those last final nine
That's
words.
That's right, exactly.
Which I don't think were the most shocking lines in the show.
No, they were not. Oh my god.
I thought the most shocking was where her student had sex with guy.
With the guy in the office.
And recorded his conversation after, and he said something like, he did things to my ass that made me tear up.
I know.
That was more shocking.
I know.
Than her at the end saying something about, is that your penis
on her phone or something. Why is your penis on a dead girl's phone?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah, so.
I thought that was
No, exactly. Like, but yeah. I know.
Wow.
I really like this series that it's, you know, not afraid
oh my gosh.
To do things like that, you know? So that's awesome. Yeah.
That's, and I love the characters.
I know, I love them all.
And the crazy thing about it is, you can see, because we're flashing back and forth, you can see character development.
Yes, I know.
It's like,
I know.
What? Like, that's almost unheard of.
I know, exactly. Especially this early in the season for a new show. Yeah, I mean, it's a really stellar cast, really good writing. I mean, it's a really great show. So, bravo ABC, and Shonda Rhimes, too.
Yeah.
Another I don't watch Scandal, so I can't compare
right.
the two. But, I mean, she obviously knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, she definitely does.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are more series coming from her.
Right.
ABC will try to pick up.
And and we were talking this weekend about how I think this is only like a 13 or 15 episodes
yeah.
because that's all Viola Davis would agree to
mm-hmm.
for the season because, you know, she's a movie star.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got other movies to do.
Yeah.
So, I think that's pretty cool
yeah.
because I was just kept thinking, God, how are we going to drag this out an entire season? Or is this a mid-season point?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
how would you, you know, recover from that?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But anyway,
great
show.
If you haven't watched it yet, highly recommend it.
You're only
it
three
is,
episodes behind.
It is the standout of the season. Very,
mm-hmm.
very good. So,
yeah. All right. I also got caught up on American Horror Story.
Uh-huh. What are you thinking?
I feel like this time last year, I was in love with Coven.
Yes.
I'm not in love with Freakshow.
I'm feeling the same way.
I do like some of the characters.
I do like it, yes, but I'm not enamored with it like
right.
I have been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, especially last season. Yes, so.
It's kind of hard to put my finger on why.
Yeah.
Like, they have rich characters.
Yes, the characters are great, you know.
You have horror going
mm-hmm.
on.
Definitely.
You know, they're singing,
mm-hmm.
which is a little different. I love Sarah Paulson's character.
I love Sarah, yes, I do too.
Bette and Dot.
Absolutely. Love them.
I don't know if there are too many characters.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because there was a point through the show, like, where the hell is Kathy Bates' character?
Yeah.
She should be right there. And she's not anywhere to be found.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is. It feels a little not very cohesive or something.
And I feel like we're seeing too much. I mean, let me be honest. I hate that effing clown more than anything.
Oh, I know.
But I feel like we're seeing too much of the
clown.
We're
seeing a lot of that clown. We really
like,
are.
Like, I need a little bit more mystery to
yeah.
that clown. And I think another thing that none of this is taking place at night. All of this is
yeah.
basically taking place during the day, which feels weird.
Yeah.
Like, you never think that, I mean, come on, if someone sees a clown like that walking
well, I know, that's
out, she's nutty.
Yeah, she's nutty, obviously, yeah.
Francis Conroy's character, nutty. But, come on, he's walking on the side
of
the road.
I know, and he's like, he looks disheveled and dirty and
gross.
You know, obviously, something's off.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like,
and,
oh, hello, clown.
Right. And so, every other time we've seen this clown, he has killed everyone that he's come in
yeah.
contact with. But he got in the car with this lady and thought...
And then that's... I think that's the kind of the thing they're going with. You don't really... He's very...
Right.
He's kind of off the rail. I don't know. He's so unpredictable, as I'm saying. I guess
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying is, yeah. I guess that's the point, but...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Her son, though, is super weird and
mm-hmm.
strange in that whole relationship with them. So,
yeah,
you know. And now I think he's turning into a killer clown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very crazy.
No.
I was real. I did like the scene where they were trying to escape, and you know the girl and the boy were trying to escape from the bus.
Yeah.
And then the guy brought her back, and I was like, "Oh, that sucks."
But then again, why didn't he kill that kid, the son? Why didn't like he hit him in the head with the pin? But why didn't he kill it? Like, if this is a killer clown,
yeah, I don't know. I think they're probably going to explore that more
right.
because there's a reason. I don't know, maybe because, I don't know. You know, because, like, he was drawn to that toy box. He was very into the
right.
toys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the son went and looked at his bag and saw the human head or whatever he has in that bag. And then he ran away. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just something about that.
Right.
The son that he's...
Well, he's creepy.
Creepy. Yes, exactly.
I don't know, but, again, it's not taking place... The
yes.
horror has not really taken place
yeah.
tonight.
Maybe
it's always been during the
yeah.
day. Which
know.
Is weird.
It's weird, yes. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, and then I think it's interesting that, you know, they set the curfew.
Mm-hmm.
But none of this stuff has happened at night.
That first show, I think, was supposed to be at nighttime, right? Wouldn't it?
No, but I mean the killings.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's true.
During
yeah, none of it's happened at night, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't connected
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't really connected with it. Yeah. There is something about it. I mean, I like it, but I'm not...
I like it, right, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I don't feel like it's a must-watch. Like, I'm dying to watch it every week. Mm. Like I was
last
season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is only, what, the second episode, third episode? What are we going on?
This will be third.
Third.
And in these next two episodes, Halloween.
Yeah. So, you know.
And those are usually always
those are usually
so
very good,
good.
So, yes, exactly.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Real quick, this is not TV news, but I also got caught up on Rebels, a new Star Wars cartoon on Disney that you teased me about. Uh-huh.
I saw a commercial for that the other day.
You did? Mm-hmm. Not, oh, so you're watching Disney?
No, I don't know what... No, it was on ABC.
ABC.
It was ABC, that's what it was.
Well, they're having... ABC is showing the premiere of it.
That's what it
is. And there's a Darth Vader scene that they're adding to it. Because when it premiered on Disney, there wasn't...
Oh!
Now, all of a sudden, James Earl Jones, he's voicing it, and now it's something better.
I see.
But it's good.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like it better than the Clone Wars. And I really liked the Clone Wars. But...
That's good.
It kind of has that old Star Wars feel to it, and the character, it's a really
the animation movie. Looked really good, mm-hmm. from the commercials, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's what I'm watching.
Did you watch Once Upon a Time yet?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
That's also my list tonight. Once Upon a Time, Nashville, and Gotham. Which.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, Gotham.
I love.
Yeah, Gotham's great.
Gotham.
Yeah, it's another one that's really good.
And here's another thing. That's another show. That's basically taking place during the day. You know why it's taking place during the day? Because I've been thinking about this.
Hmm.
We don't have Batman.
That's true.
Batman, it's always at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is mostly during the day. I mean, the Wayne murders, you know, that was at night.
So yeah.
But most of the series takes place.
Good point. Yeah.
Because you don't have the Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like that. We're seeing Gotham in the daylight.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just as bad.
It's just as bad. Gotham is just a terrible place to live.
The characters are... I love the Penguin.
I love the Penguin. Mm-hmm. I think he's great. And that kid... I mean, that kid that got to play him does a great job. Because he's, like, nutty and he's, you know...
Right.
But he's really interesting and weird in a good way. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the Penguin.
Yeah.
I really do. What is it... What are they going to do with the girls that... Was that in the last episode where Fish Mooney made the girls duke it out?
Oh, yeah.
So crazy.
I was like,
I was trying to think if she's supposed to be somebody, but I don't know. I guess I'm not.
I was like, we got
Batman.
I don't know.
Canon,
like,
but
that was the one thing I did like about the episodes. I'm like, really? Couldn't we have found a little bit more scrappy girls?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These skinny two models.
Yeah. Yeah. These two gorgeous girls.
I would expect someone with a little more curves. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't know.
But it's also nice that they're introducing these other characters that we don't know.
Yeah,
much
that we don't.
About.
Yeah, that helps absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it helps build its own little Gotham, world. You know,
right.
So it's not just a repeat of everything else we've seen at this point. So
oh.
It's really good.
Well, speaking of not repeating, Barbara Gordon.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Eventually,
yeah.
Barbara Gordon.
Uh huh. I know.
Oh my God!
Know,
you're so mad. I'm like, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're so mad, sure.
So, Jim.
Your hot wife used to date a really hot detective. Yeah, truly old man, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting layer.
That is an interesting, I agree. I knew I was picking up on the strong lesbo vibe
mm-hmm.
there, so. Yes, very interesting.
Your gaydar strong.
It's true. It's very strong.
Because you're a magnet.
I am a magnet.
That's why it's so strong.
You can pick it up. By the way.
But yeah, Gotham.
Yeah.
I really, really like. And also, How to Get Away with Murder. Those are probably my two new favorites.
Yeah, I would say that of the season, those are the two that I really enjoy this season
mm-hmm.
of the new shows. So,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with you. Those are my picks, too.
Yep. All right, are we ready to get on to some news?
Yes, we can finally get to some news.
All right, here we go. Okay, so we're going to start with some TV news, Game of Thrones. I haven't even sipped the wine yet.
I know.
And I already can't stop.
Thank God.
So,
I already got to cut you off.
I know. Whoops. Oh, well. Okay, so we have some Game of Thrones news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it comes back, what, till early next year, March, I think.
Probably April.
Is it April? Okay,
I think it
March,
came back
April
last, yeah. So
after Easter, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be around then.
Okay.
So they're filming season 5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so what? There's a new character they're introducing, I guess, this season.
Yep.
And it's a Lost alum.
Oh, God.
We know more about this.
Right. And so this is...
Oh, that's the spoilers. There's an article floating around about some major spoilers and some video that's been leaked.
Oh, right.
Yeah. About what's happening in season 5.
Well, so, isn't it Mr. Echo? Didn't I say that?
Yes, that's what you said.
Oh, boy.
I need
to stop. yeah, so... I can't say his name. I don't think many people can, but he was Mr. Echo on Lost. So fantastic. Such a great actor.
Mr. Echo.
So he is joining Game of Thrones.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a name.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
Right.
I couldn't even begin.
I went to look on YouTube to see. Yeah, you can't. No, it doesn't sound like how you think.
No, that's, there's no. There's,
so I went to try and pronounce it, and it didn't work. So I'm like, Mr. Echo. Everyone remember him from Lost. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he's in this new, he has a new mysterious role on Game of Thrones.
He's playing a character named Malco, who does not appear in the books, according to the Hollywood Reporter. So that's interesting.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think many times what they'll do is there'll be a couple characters in the books.
And they combine them into one.
Yes.
So they've done this before, so it's not that it's going to be a completely new character, but it's probably going to be a conglomerate of some other minor characters into one. So yeah,
right.
They have done this before, so... Which makes sense in a series. You have to sometimes trim the fat to make stories
right, well,
fit together.
With Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a lot there. But anyway.
Because there aren't enough characters in Game of Thrones.
I know, right? There are so many. So, but, and then of course you were also saying that there are also, we're getting... a glimpse of some new cast members. We also, I guess they're changing Jamie Lannister's storyline, I think, around a little bit.
Yeah. And I can't say I'm familiar enough with the books to know what the spoiler, so, you know, I don't want to read too much what that says because I don't know what's a major spoiler and what's not, but
right. They
are, yeah. We do know it's in
Dorne. Yeah,
he's
it looks like
in
he's
going to
be in Dorne, yeah.
And he's apparently going to be meeting with some of Oberyn Tyrell, the Vipers, and his family. So, you know, and the Lannister child, the girl, not the Lannister, she's not, well, she is a Lannister, but she's a Baratheon,
right.
You know.
But it's Jaime's daughter.
Jaime's daughter, Jaime and Cersei's daughter, is over there, you know, so.
And they recast that role
as
well from the last time we saw it. It was Miranda.
Yes. What was her name? I don't remember. But
yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, they've recast that. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I also was reading an article about how, you know, we're not going to see Bran or Hodor in season 5, but, you know, in this one article it said that is there a possibility that they're going to have to recast Bran because he's going to get too
old? He's getting so much older,
but, you know,
but I think at this point you can't, right?
I don't think so. He's been such a big part.
Exactly.
But, again, like, even if it's only over the course of 6 months or whatever, you know, he's... with these magical people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could kind of explain
that's
the reason why maybe, you know.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to explain it. You're just like, hey, he's with these weird people who have these extraordinary powers.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows, everyone who watches the shows know that, you know, like, hey, this is a TV series. The actor's getting older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's happening. You know, it may not fit with the storyline completely, but, you know.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people are forgiving in that aspect. I would be. I mean, I understand, you know, like, it's months between shooting these series, so...
Right. When you cast kids...
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to take that chance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think the audience is forgiving.
Yes,
know?
I think the audience is forgiving, too.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. But... So, speaking of Game of Thrones, alum of the show, Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Finally confirming
that
he's Aquaman.
Oh.
I mean, right?
Thank you, Jason, because everyone knew it.
We're confirming everything we all
maybe
knew.
Maybe he didn't know, but
everyone else knew.
Everyone else did. And I think it's fantastic. He is not your typical, I mean, his body is Aquaman. But, like, he's not your typical Aquaman. And it seems to be, like, DC is doing what Marvel should have done with their superheroes, and there is so much diversity.
Yeah, exactly.
From the Flash, the kid, the guy that's playing him, is an openly gay actor. I have a feeling that that's going to be.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's going to play into it. Obviously, Jason Momoa is not a blonde-haired white
guy.
And then you also have, I think, Cyborg and Green Lantern. I think, I mean, it's all different kinds of nationalities.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic. And, I mean, even Wonder Woman, she's not, you know.
And that's, I mean, that's how it should be.
And it's exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting. And, spoiler alert, there's rumors out there that Jenna Malone...
Yes.
Is in...
Yes, I read this.
Is in the movie.
The new... Yeah.
And she could be the new Robin.
She could be the new Robin,
which is...
Which awesome. Is completely...
Wait,
yeah.
Remember when she was in Game of Thrones? Or,
oh, I loved her in Hunger Games. Oh, my God.
I was like...
She's so good. I know.
Stepmom?
I know.
What?
I know. Jenna Malone, who was...
Saved?
Yeah.
I
remember watching her in a lot of stuff when she was little. I remember... I always liked her, and yeah.
Yes.
Seeing her now as older and getting to do kind of these fun, more fun roles, that's awesome.
I'm
glad she's finally kind of coming into stardom like she should.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
And she's coming into it not being the, Robin's a hero, but like a bad, she is badass.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yes, I really do like that. And this is for the new Batman movie, right?
New Superman, Justice League.
Batman, that's what it is. Yeah. The one with Batfleck, right?
Yeah.
That's
yes, with Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So that's really cool.
That is so awesome.
I think that's great.
That makes me more excited for this movie.
I think
it's going to be too much of a jam-packed movie.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
But still, I mean, that's really neat that they'd be like, hey, why don't we make Robin a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because Robin has been a woman in the comics.
Oh, okay.
But for them to catch up to
actually...
So, okay, so I have a lot more faith in this new Superman versus Batman movie. So that I think that will be really, really, really cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So you don't just have Wonder Woman, you have a female Robin.
So
neat.
That's cool.
Yep, so Jason Momoa is Aquaman, and also they just, you know, I'm sure everyone's heard, but they also announced that there are going to be standalone movies. So you're going to get a Wonder Woman, an Aquaman, we'll eventually apparently get a Batman.
Another Batman?
Mm-hmm. After Justice League 2 or something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ben Affleck's going to be Batman?
Probably. I mean, he's the older Batman.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But it doesn't mean that someone might not be training someone else or whatever. But I think that will be great. A Green Lantern, a Flash.
God.
And something else. So, I mean, I think in 2017, you have Wonder Woman coming out and Justice League. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they are moving along.
Who's doing these movies? Like, what studio? Do we know? Just wondering.
I think
because they're making a shitload of money.
It's Warner Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but good stuff. So that's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we jumped ahead to movie news.
We did jump ahead to movie news.
We're gonna cross that. All
right. Back to TV.
Back to TV news.
All right. Sorry about that.
Ryan Murphy.
I got too excited.
I know. It's all right. It flowed. It's all right. It's all about flow.
It is all about flow.
It's all about flow.
The good segues and all that. So we have some
Ryan Murphy.
Okay.
Right. He has a new series. Well, they picked up a new series.
Well, they picked up two of his new series. I think we talked about.
Well, there's American Crime Story. Yes, that's akin to. How American Horror Story works. It's a new it's a reboot every season, pretty much. You know, new story, new characters, all that good stuff. So, here we go. This one's called, it's like a comedy horror series called Scream Queens. Fox picked it up. Hold on.
So, Scream Queens. Oh, yeah, it is something about it being some kind of a comedy, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's similar to American Horror Story. Will feature a new setting and storyline each season. So it's another one of these, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I think this is a lot of fun. The first installment will revolve around a college campus rocked by a series of murders. So I think that's a really fun idea, honestly. Yeah,
me too.
Something that's kind of funny and kind of, I'm sure it'll be campy.
Right. Well, know? Yeah, if you see American Horror Story.
Yeah, so. Hmm.
But I kind of feel like Coven had a little comedy in it last
year. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As well.
I think so. So.
Thank God Glee's ending so we can work on real shows. Ugh, Glee. Ugh. But, So, that'll be
so
good.
Yeah, I mean, he's just
He is one thing after another.
I know.
Jeez.
And I just love the idea of doing something different every season. I think that's just such a great idea for a series, you know, because you get to do so much more instead of being nailed down to one storyline. So.
Right.
I think it's just, that's a great idea, and I'm glad. He's really kind of pioneered that recently,
completely.
You know, so it's great that he's kind of doing that.
Well, and it's also nice when you have friends that ask you, hey, I didn't watch last season of American Horror Story or whatever, and you're like, hey, guess what? You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just pick up right
where, you don't have to.
You know, so I like that. But go back and watch. Just don't.
Exactly, like go back and watch, you know, because this season was great, this one was great.
Right.
All that stuff. So, yeah, I did like that. So, I will definitely watch American Crime Story, and I will definitely probably watch this, you know, so give it a shot at least. So.
Right. And it'll probably all air on FX.
Yeah, probably, I would assume.
Yeah. Or maybe Fox.
Maybe it will be Fox. I mean, you'll have to keep it a little more PG on Fox, but, you know.
Well, not necessarily. Look at ABC.
Well, I know. Yeah, it's true. If you're in a late time slot, you could apparently get away with anything. Yeah.
Including murder.
It's Movie news now.
Movie news. Yes. All right, here we go. All right, here we go with movie news. Some exciting news. We finally have a release date. For Jim and the Holograms.
Yes, for Jim and the Holograms.
We need to check in with our super fan to see what he thinks about this, because he's in the movie.
I know, but
yeah.
It's not coming out for a while.
I know, October of next year.
I know. So
I don't, I mean, I'm sure there's some CGI involved, but it could just
be
the...
I'm sure there is, but, you know...
It could also be the right time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe they're just wanting to put it all together and... Mm-hmm. Who knows?
And it kind of seems like September and October are becoming big months to bring out movies that are actually going to bring audiences into movie theaters. Because we saw Gone Girl. That was the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did great at the box office. You know, Jim is a different, obviously, it'll probably be
a much different audience.
But it's exciting that, you know, there are these 80s properties that they're finding, you know. And guess what? They have all summer to put up trailers.
And maybe that's what they're, maybe why. They're like, they want ample time to promote it and tease it and that sort of thing. So maybe that's what it is.
In October, right before Halloween,
next
year.
I know. I mean, that's pretty smart because think of the merchandise they're going to sell with that. And then even before Christmas, too, I mean, they're going to be. Yeah, Jim dolls and all that. I mean, that's actually very smart.
Very smart.
Yeah. Somebody in the marketing is like, yeah, we should hold off on this. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, it really is a year away.
But, you know, there are a lot of movies that they shoot and they don't air for 2 years. They don't make it to the movie theater in 2 years.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. So, you know, maybe there's a lot of post-production in this, too. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there could be.
I have to say, the girl who plays Jim, she plays Layla. On
Nashville,
and it was either the last episode or episode before where she was singing on Nashville, and her voice is great. Like I'm really excited to hear her her as Jem because it really did sound really great. So
right, and also you guys all dismissed the cat. Almost couldn't make it up on my lap. Almost couldn't. Gotta lay off the fancy piece.
Oh, poor fat kitty.
No, he's losing weight. But here's another thing, like, every time I see her in Nashville, I keep thinking, Jem. Like,
I know, well, yeah, me too.
You know? And she can sing, and here's the thing with the Jem movie we've read, that, you know, it's going to be mostly original music.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Which is really exciting. Yeah. You know, I think that's great. And I'm sure they have to have at least one song from the original, right?
Oh, okay,
yeah. I'm sure they will. I'm sure it'll be in the style of Jem also. So,
right.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for this movie. I think it's going to be
great. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun movie. So, Another 80s property.
Oh my gosh, we just found this out today. My Little... Watch out, bronies. My Little Pony.
Oh my god. There are going to be so many bronies at the movie theater.
Do you know there are two men in our station that are bronies?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like...
two. Not that you would ever expect.
Oh my god, you have to tell me after we're done bronies.
Right.
Because I want to know.
Not you would never, ever
like, bronies
expect.
And the fact that they just love My Little Pony, or do they actually, like, full-on dress up?
No,
that
no.
kind of thing.
But they don't... The bronies don't normally dress... I mean, they do dress up, but they don't. But, like, they will... You have to watch this documentary.
I know, because I really don't...
It's 90 minutes.
I don't really
you
understand
watch shit shows
bronies.
Sometimes. And this is actually pretty good. And it's so, like... You learn so
well,
much.
Well, that's like, I don't really understand the brony culture. I don't understand
right.
the movement behind it. To me, I mean, knowing very little about it, it just seemed like a bunch of weird guys loving My Little Pony.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that.
You, you got to watch this documentary. It is fascinating. I love it.
No?
Yeah. So, My Little Pony, it is coming to theaters 2017. And it's anime.
It's
gonna
animated.
It's animated.
Good,
so.
Good.
Right.
I think that's... Well, I mean, it's fun. I mean, oh God, I was obsessed with My Little Pony when I was a kid in the 80s. Absolutely. I can remember vividly one of my little ponies. She was pink, I think. She had purple hair. I don't remember which one she was, but I know that I was really into her, and I remember watching the cartoon a lot, too, so...
Right.
It's going to be...
Right. Maybe you could be a honey.
Is that a woman?
I just made it up.
Oh.
Maybe you should. Bronies
honey.
And honies. Gonies? No.
Well, I don't know. I think those are just called women.
Right? Those are just girls.
So, you know. Look forward to that. 2017. I'm sure they'll make a lot of money. Even with just the kid crowd, I mean, there are a lot of adults who love it, obviously. So,
right.
It'll be interesting to see it. So, also another hit coming back, Jurassic World. You know, this is...
Oh my gosh, I can't wait
for this movie
wait.
To come out. But they put out a poster now, so... We're getting closer. It comes out this summer?
Yeah.
Yes.
It comes out next summer, yeah.
Yes, so.
Chris Pratt is going to be owning the summer
God,
for the next
Chris
couple
Pratt.
Of years.
Yeah, that's okay. You can own me.
What? Whoa.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait a second. Speaking of that, so I'm still
June 12th, that's when it comes
I'm
out.
I'm still getting caught up on...
Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec. And
oh
I
my God.
Love it.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
Yep.
It's
awesome.
It is laugh out loud funny all the time.
Right. Oh my gosh.
What was the last episode you watched?
The last episode was when Tom was pissed at Ron for dating Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
And then she breaks up with him. And then Tom brings Ron's ex, Megan.
Yes, Megan. She's crazy.
And it is nuts. He has dreads. Yes. There in the, I mean, it was so funny. I do. I love it.
It's so good. Yeah, I know. It's so good. It's so funny.
And I just love all the characters.
They're all equally funny in
right.
their own ways. And they work so well together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. So, yeah. Have you, I don't know if we've gotten to that point, but there's a lady in Pawnee who, like, sells salads, and they're always really mean to her.
No, I haven't gotten there yet.
I don't know what season that's in, but and she's here and there, but she shows up, and they're just like, Linda, nobody likes salad, Linda. It's really funny. Leslie's really mean to her. It's really funny.
Oh, that's so awesome.
But, yes, anyway, Jurassic World.
Oh, I can't.
New poster, June 12th, and the tagline is, the park is open.
The park is open. It was funny, we went to the zoo yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I was like, we were in Australia, and we're at the elephants, and I'm
the
like,
elephants.
All I could think about was Jurassic Park. The high
fences with, like, the wires
yeah.
and everything, yes. It's very
Jurassic.
Jurassic
Park,
yeah.
one of my favorite movies, and I can't
I
wait. I think this one's going to be
it's
so
It's one of my
good.
Favorite movies, too, of all time. Like, I never get tired of watching it. It's
mm-hmm.
just one of those movies that is just so
mm-hmm.
good. it holds up 20 years
later. Oh, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I can't wait for
easily.
This new one.
Mm-hmm. So I think
that's all our movie news, unless you have anything
and
else.
If they do it right, they have another trilogy on their hands. And a good trilogy. Don't do it the way they did it the last time.
I know,
time.
Exactly. Like,
keep all of them.
Keep them on the island. Do not bring T-Rex over to the U.S. That's a terrible idea. Mm. Yeah, so, yeah, I think they definitely do, especially given the cast that they have in this new one. I mean, it's going to be, absolutely, I think it's going to be. And it's going to make a ton of money, so, of course, they're going to make a second one. So,
Okay, that's it for movie news. Now it's time for The Walking Dead. All right, so did you lose your appetite last night?
Sure did.
For barbecue? Never, ever.
You mean barbecue?
Barbecue. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was pretty shocking there at the end. I mean, we already knew the Terminus were cannibals, but seeing them actually do it, and the fact that they cut off his leg... I mean, sure I'm sure spoilers.
You are so bad at spoilers.
Whatever.
Spoiler.
You're the
alert.
One.
That is your. That should be your name.
No.
It's not kidding anymore.
You're the one who brought it up.
It's a spoiler
you're
alert.
You're the one who brought it up.
Okay. My gosh. Anyway, so this was season 5,
episode 2,
Stranger.
Strangers.
We are out of Terminus. We can basically kind of pick up where they left off last week. And of course, you know. Glenn stops Rick from going back.
What?
Then that's your first mistake.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, everyone. He has to go get the dog who's destroying something at the moment. We can hear him.
It's all your fault.
The dog likes to destroy things when I'm around for some reason. He just...
His toys.
He loves me so much.
He's destroying his
toys. His toys. That's true. His toys. Not like, you know, the couch or anything. It's just his toys. But
he knows better. Oh, my gosh.
But he gets very excited when I come over and he just has to destroy everything in his way.
Right. Anyway. All right. So back to Walking Dead. I like this episode because it was slow to start.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
And they're really, and the show is really good about this. When they have such an intense episode like the one before,
balancing it out,
it's
exactly.
Okay, guys,
now
you can breathe a little slower.
Yeah, absolutely. You need these slower episodes for character development too. You need you can't be all explosions and.
But it puts you on edge though.
Oh,
because they're walking through the forest or whatever, and they're. Having these moments, you're like, what? Like, someone's going to get shot.
I know.
Someone's going to jump off out of the trees.
Exactly. It's a nail biter out of time. Something's going to happen. I just know it.
Right.
Constantly just paranoid. You know, I was listening to a different podcast, and they were talking. I didn't watch The Walking Dead because I went to bed because I was extremely tired. But I guess on The Talking Dead, they were talking about that this is... not supposed to be immediately after they get out of Terminus. It's supposed to be like a month later or so.
Hmm.
And I didn't get that. I thought it was like right after they got out of Terminus, but anyway.
Oh, this is
this episode was like a month later. So we're supposed to believe that they've been wandering around for a month before they come across this church and this pastor. Yeah. That's what they were talking about in The Talking Dead, apparently.
Well, it does make sense because they were being stalked.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to find them so quickly... And, like, after everything, you think there's like some aftermath.
Exactly.
At Terminus.
But the fire was still burning. Right? Remember? Wasn't the first scene, like, a shot of the smoke in the distance?
Right, but I think they're talking about between the cold open.
Okay.
And then the open.
Okay.
And then it goes...
But
I feel like they needed someone to say something.
They probably
should
have set it up a little more if that's what they were going for, because I really did not pick up on that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not... hard for me not to pick up on
Well, but still, it's like, they all kind of still look... I mean, I will say Rick's beard was
a lot
more
filled in, so yeah.
But still...
But yeah, I know, you should... I think in an instant like that, you really need to hit people over the head, like...
With a baseball bat.
Yeah. And then slit their throats.
And then let them bleed out. But, yeah, I kind of thought, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Because there were so many, like, little conversations that it's like, really, we couldn't have worked in?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that's been a month ago. Or, you know.
I mean, we've been walking to this porch for a month.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, right?
Exactly. Just say something to that effect.
And I want to know, so they stumble, they're in the forest, woods, not forest, and they stumble upon Gabriel.
Gabriel, yeah.
Because they hear him screaming, he's trying to fight these walkers.
Mm-hmm. He's up on a rock.
On a rock?
Yeah.
How did he get up on that rock? That was a big ass...
It was a big rock, but there was a smaller rock to the side, so he could climb up there.
So it's like his step stool.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, maybe he's just really good at rock climbing. I guess when you're running from walkers, you will scale a giant rock.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. You need a running jump.
Exactly.
So we meet Father Gabriel. He's a pastor. Do you trust this guy?
No. I think there's more to him than we're getting right now. And yeah, I mean, they've alluded to this.
Right.
Obviously, but no, I don't. But there's something off about him.
Well, the thing I don't get, and that we've basically learned, is that he held himself up in his church and didn't let anyone in.
Yeah.
And
because,
Carl saw that somebody wrote on the outside, you're going to burn in hell for this. There were scratches. I'm pretty sure I could get in that church.
Yeah, so if you really wanted to get in that church, you could
get in there. I'm pretty sure I could get in there.
But... I don't know.
The walkers didn't get in, obviously.
But it's like, but this, you know, when they first meet him, he's like, you know, I haven't really come across many walkers. You know, you guys are the first people I've seen in forever. You know, like, I'm all alone in this church. Like, I don't know. It's just like, if he's a pastor, you know, he's like involved in the community a lot. And he does allude to this a little bit when he's talking about the food.
But he's a scaredy cat.
He's a scaredy cat, yeah. And I absolutely think that he threw people under the bus when it all went down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking happened.
Mm-hmm.
Even this woman that he apparently had a thing with.
Right.
He sees her, you know, bloated, waterlogged corpse in the
She's got her glasses on, though.
Glasses.
She's got her glasses.
And obviously it shakes him. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's done things that he regrets. And I like that they brought back Rick's three questions, where like, how many walkers have you killed? How many people have you killed? What have you done? That sort of thing. So that was kind of a nice throwback to last season.
Right. To leader Rick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then everyone's there. He tells them that, you know, there's this one area where they might be able to find supplies, but there are walkers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they break up. And some of them go, and how funny was that when you had Tara, I think, and Maggie and Glenn?
Oh,
And Tara and Maggie are on the outside, and you hear this one, oh, it's a walker inside, it was just Glenn. He's like, oh, I tripped over. And it's like, that's great.
Stop doing that.
Right, like, that's funny. But then I thought, you know, someone's going to jump out and kill him.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, there are these little moments that they kind of sprinkle throughout.
Yeah.
And I thought that was
funny. I like that too. Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, I was totally walker. I took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tripped. That was funny. So they go back to the church and Pastor Gabriel's like, yeah, you know, I've been living off of food for... How many years now? I guess it's, 2 years? Longer?
Well, then they go to this town.
Yeah.
And that's where they come
across
this place.
They go to the food pantry because that's where all the food was. I guess this church had just had a food drive before all the zombie-ness started happening. And so he's like, there's lots of food here, but there's lots of walkers in there. And so I need you guys to go in and get it for me, pretty much. So they go in there, and this is... the most disgusting scene, I think, thus far in Walking Dead history.
Oh, the waterlogged zombies.
The water zombies. I don't know. It just grossed me out the whole time.
Yeah.
And I don't get grossed out easily, and this is just...
Well, this was one hell of an episode for you, then.
I know.
It was a slow episode.
The thing is, like, I guess there was a hole in the roof of this place, and so it's been raining, you know, for how many years now, but it had worked the rain through, and it flooded the basement. Anyway, all the walkers are down in the basement in the water, and it's like, oh, God, there's no way I'm getting in zombie water. No way.
No way. Absolutely.
There's no way I'm eating food that's been soaking in zombie water either.
Right.
Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I know it's just a TV show, but think of logistics, like, real life, if that was real life, gross. Think about the disease that's floating around in there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that zombie. There is probably nothing that I don't care what's down there.
No.
I'm pretty sure that there are other buildings
around
that have splash.
And they're like waist deep in it, not even phased. I don't know.
Well, and then you knew something was going to happen, as it always does. Stupid pastor. He had to mess things up.
He got all, because he saw, the,
he saw the lady with the glasses.
The lady with the glasses, and he freaked out, and he's like swimming in it, and like almost drinking the water, which I was like getting in his mouth, like, don't get that in your mouth. It's disgusting.
Right.
Anyway, that's all I could think about the whole time he was doing that.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, and so they, you know, obviously he screws it up, and there's walkers, and they have to rescue him.
Oh, well, and then they knock the shelf over, so some of the walkers, obviously, they go underwater. Bob sees someone bubbling up, and then he goes over, he gets pulled under. I'm pretty sure he got bit.
Do you think he got bit?
Yeah. There's no, I don't understand, because later in the episode, he's so emotional.
Yeah, I mean, that can be, that's the way they set it up is that he got bit, he was going to end his life because he got bit, you know, he's all sad, crying in the graveyard, he's got his gun in his back pocket or whatever, you know, and then, but then they don't even confirm or deny that, but.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, danger, danger, he, you know.
We're jumping all over the place.
Well, yeah. Okay. So then they go back, and that's when Carl points out the stuff outside. Yeah. Rick figures out that he probably can't trust
little Detective Carl being like...
I know. Well, he has nothing else to do, so why not go around and check
I'm liking Carl as he gets older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and then you have Abraham, who's like, we have to follow Eugene to Washington. This guy is going to screw our survivors up.
So Abraham's convinced everyone else, hey, let's go to Washington. Because at first, when they first get to the church, like, Abraham's like, hey, there's a little bus in the back. Pastor said he doesn't need it. Why don't we just take off to Washington right now? I can fix it, get it running, we can go. And
Carol's like, no, I saw this car out in the road. Daryl and I are going to just keep that out there in case shit goes
but
wrong in the church.
I did like how, like, the rest of them were like, we're going to do what Rick tells us to do. So...
Yeah.
Top of that, so.
And then later, Abraham gives a speech, and they're all kind of, sort of, having a moment, they're kind of celebrating.
Yeah.
And then Rick does agree to go to
Rick
Washington.
Said, okay, let's try it.
I guess we need a, and I guess this makes a little more sense with them being so much time has passed, a month has passed.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, if I just came out of Terminus, I think we need more time to regroup and figure things out.
Absolutely. What did you think with Rosita and Abraham? There was a scene before they get to the church where they're like, hey, we're not going to tell them yet. We got to wait for the time it's right. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that means there's some sort of bigger secret that they're keeping. Like,
well, it has to be something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or if it's just this, I don't know, maybe they're waiting to, maybe they were going to break off and go by themselves before everyone was on board.
Right.
With the DC plan. So I don't know if that's what that was, but if it's something else.
Well, and then I didn't, because more at the beginning, we forgot this too, but they're being watched. Daryl can feel it, all this. So I don't know, maybe, I don't think that was it, because you'd think they would have seen
it. No,
something.
I don't think that was it either. No. I really did.
I
feel like it was about going to DC, but it could be something else. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Right. Or that they know Eugene has mental issues.
Is that he's full of shit. Yeah.
But they're like, well.
Yeah.
There's this, what if we can
cure
like,
what if we
this?
Do go to DC? What if there is something?
Right. Like, he's probably a perpetual liar, which I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even see Eugene until the church.
I know. I think I kept thinking, I was like, is Eugene with them?
Right.
Is he with them? And then they're like, oh, yeah, he's there.
Yeah,
right.
He's there.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. So maybe they do know, like, that maybe there's something off about
right.
it. Like, they don't.
But then we get everyone on board and almost to DC, like, hey, so, well, before
we
get there.
We don't really think he knows anything, but we're going
to
go
we
anyway.
We have to take that chance.
Exactly. We do have to take that chance. So maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
So you have this great scene at the church. I know we're jumping around. But, and then, of course, then Carol leaves. Daryl follows her. And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I might leave. I don't know. Like, I love the Daryl-Carol scenes. I just love their relationship. They're everything about them. And, you know, he's like, they're just sitting there, and she's like, I don't want to talk about it. And he's like, okay, well, we don't have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And they come across this car, and Carol's like, you know, I'm just going to keep this here, just mm-hmm. in case. And then later on, she goes back to the car, and she it looks like she's fixing to leave. Like, yeah. she's going to leave, and Daryl's like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and then at that very moment, yeah. a car drives past on the other road.
Zooming by. Mm-hmm.
Daryl recognizes it as a car that took Beth.
That took Beth, exactly. So he's like, so oh my god, that's Beth. They're the ones who took Beth. So they get in that car, and they take off after the other mm-hmm. car. So, yeah. so they're on the hunt for Beth. So right. that's good.
Finally. Yeah. And we know we're going to see her in some nurse uniform sooner or later.
Yes, we did. Yeah, she's like in a hospital gown, if I remember correctly, yep. from the preview. And mm-hmm. there's another woman there who looked to me like it was a police uniform, but I don't know for certain if that was it. Hmm. But yeah, I mean, we're going to see Beth eventually, so
yeah.
it'll be interesting.
So this is at night, and then we go back to the church outside Bob, or inside, then Bob goes outside, mm-hmm. he leaves... And then
Bob and Sasha are a thing now, like officially a thing. They're like right. kissing and everything.
But he's being really weird.
Yeah, he's being really weird.
Goes outside, starts crying.
He's like crying.
Yeah.
This is where we think he's going to off himself because we think he's been bitten. He's going to kill himself yeah. before he turns, right. you know, so.
Instead, he gets hit over the head
by a hooded figure.
A hooded figure.
And the next scene.
Oh.
Who do we find out who the hooded figure is? Hey. It's Gareth. Hey. I was not expecting to see the Terminus folks so soon.
Me either.
I thought for sure we weren't going to see them for a few more episodes.
Right.
So, I wonder if...
I thought we were going to run into... I have read a little bit about the comics.
Uh-huh, me too.
But I thought we were going to run into a different group.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Of hunters.
Well, I think that's what this is becoming
now. This is
now.
Becoming now.
This is what right. that's becoming
now. So I was exactly. expecting, well, we'll see the Terminus people when it's time to see the Terminus
yeah.
people.
Because they talked about...
Right.
He, Gareth's giving this whole speech about hunting, now we're hunting or something
yeah.
like that, so...
But
I
now
think, yeah,
it's them.
They're turning into this hunter storyline from the comics, yeah.
Right.
And apparently, I was listening to sorry, I'm jumping around, but there's another podcast I was listening to, and they're saying that Gabriel is from the comics, too. Like,
oh,
he's
yeah.
a storyline,
mm-hmm.
too, so, yeah.
And pretty much... Everything that happens with Gabriel happened in this episode, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the comics, it's kind of stretched out a little bit longer, uh-huh. but it's very...
Oh, okay.
And I think he's sticking around for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure. I feel like you're not done with him, for sure. Yeah.
But it seems like we're not going to be the church very long.
No, probably not. No. But yeah, because they're... I mean, in the previews, they realize, you know, there's three people missing, like... Bob's
and,
gone.
And yeah.
yeah.
But the two people
yeah.
left on their own.
They don't know where Daryl and Carol are, but, you know, they're right. missing, and they knew that they were being followed, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
something's up. So, of course, they're going to go looking for whoever's missing. But
right.
anyway, back to Gareth and the Terminus folks.
And I knew what was going on right at that moment.
Did you really?
I didn't
not.
Know that it had already happened, because we realized that they took Bob's legs, and they were already...
I was out. Not expecting it, honestly. I really was. I mean, I knew... I just wasn't expecting them to show them eating Bob's leg.
No, I didn't either.
I was not expecting, like, Bob wakes
up. I was expecting it to end with them cutting something
yeah.
off and saying,
or, like,
you're
killing
for
him, yeah, or something like that, but...
No.
So, yeah. So, but they cut off Bob's leg, and they're cooking
Everyone's
it right in front
it.
Of him, and Gareth's eating it right in front of him, and it's disgusting, and it's crazy.
I would have thrown up.
I probably would have
passed out.
Probably. I know. I mean, how do you even process that? That there's somebody... eating your leg, cooking and eating your leg right in front of you.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And in that scene,
this is the thing that pissed me off.
We see baseball hat guy that Tyrese had
taken care of.
Had taken care of, exactly. So, obviously, Tyrese did not kill him.
Correct. The old Tyrese is not back.
No, exactly. Tyrese still can't bring himself to kill, no matter what. And so, he's back, hooked up back again with the Terminus folks. And now there's this.
So now Tyrese is going to have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, exactly. So I wonder if they're going to kill Bob altogether, or if they're just going to eat him piece by piece and, like, hold him hostage for the rest of the group. I don't know.
That's a good question.
You know, like, I could see them keeping him hostage just to piss off Rick and that, but I wonder how quickly they're going to wrap up this.
I think,
like,
it's going to be pretty quick.
I feel like it's going to be pretty quickly, too.
Right.
But they're going to seek out the Terminus folks. There's going to be some sort of showdown. Rick's going to kill Gareth, and then that's going to
mm-hmm.
be the end of it. So, I don't know. And then we'll move on to the folks who are taking Beth. I think that's going to be the big that next big storyline. So, I don't know. Mm. I do have to say that Gareth's kind of hot. I was like, damn, you're psycho, but you're kind of hot.
Right. He is attractive.
He is attractive.
You're right. You are right.
I did like the scene between Tara and Maggie, where Tara was like, I was at the prison.
Oh, right.
I was part of the gang that got your dad murdered. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
And Maggie was like, you know, it's all right. You know, you didn't know. Like, Maggie was very forgiving about it, which is kind of nice, but... That's really all
I mean,
really
she didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't. Nobody knew what the governor was or what his motive behind attacking the prison was. They all thought he was, you know, this stand-up guy who. And he thought. They all thought that people in the prison were terrible. You know that they were doing a good thing, and obviously they weren't. But so you know,
Great episode.
It was a great episode.
Last week, it was so nice to have kind of a slower.
Absolutely. I mean, it was good moments, and, you know, they had a good, shocking moment at the end. So, you know, yeah, again, I thought it was a great episode. And I really do like how they're not dragging things out like they have in the past.
Right.
So it's kind of nice that they're doing this faster pacing of a storyline.
And we know, obviously, it's already been renewed for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Obviously. Because the first episode broke, like, I don't know how many records or something. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And even after
viewers,
they factored in DVR, it was incredible.
Yeah.
So, but, yep, great start to the season. So,
yeah.
And I feel like it's only going to get better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, guys, as always, let us know what you think. You can always follow us on Twitter at A Gal and A Gay.
We also have Facebook, A Gal and A Gay, or email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. Please, I mean, let us know what you think of The Walking Dead if you're watching it, and if you have any theories or anything, like any insight you think. Oh, we didn't even talk about there was one episode, one scene after Bob was attacked in the graveyard. They zoomed in on some marking on the tree. And I wonder, I couldn't make out what it really was. It just looked like a knife cut, but I wonder if that was another, I mean, it obviously means something that they spent time to show it. So,
right.
I don't know if that's connected to the symbol on the tree with Morgan, or...
Right. Yeah, we haven't seen him yet. So, I think he's going to show up at a time when our survivors need reinforcement.
Exactly. I think so.
So.
He'll get it. Anyway.
Yeah. So let us know what you think.
Just tell us what you think. Your theories and all that good stuff. Or just, you know, tell us what you think about our podcast and what you think about what you like to watch and that sort of thing. Just email us. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it.
That's it. Until next time.